With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. It is a situation where officially no names have been released. Authorities and sources say two people found dead Sunday in a Los Angeles mansion owned by director Rob Reiner.
The deceased were identified only as a man and woman aged 78 and 68 years old, according to the Los Angeles Fire Department. Variety confirms that those are the ages of Reiner and his wife. According to the LAPD, firefighters responded at 3:38 p.m. Pacific to a medical aid call at a home in the 250 block of Chanbourne Avenue in Brentwood. The LAPD's Robbery Homicide Division is leading the investigation, and the department's senior leadership is responding to the scene. This is a developing story. I'm Bernie Bennett.
In the meantime, and again, this is not from the LAPD. However, the Associated Press now says Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle Singer Reiner, are the two people found dead in the home. At a White House Christmas celebration Sunday, President Trump sending his condolences to the victims of the shooting at Brown University.
To the nine injured, get well fast, and to the families of those two that are no longer with us, I pay my deepest regards and respects from the United States of America.
Bloodshed on a beach in Australia. Authorities in Sydney say 15 people shot and killed, 42 others wounded. A strong weekend storm dumping very heavy snow in the northeast, causing flight delays and creating slick road conditions. That storm dropped several inches of snow in and around the New York and New Jersey metro area. Light snow fell over other parts on up into New England. Crews have been working to clear the roads. More than 1,000 flights were delayed, and officials say 100 more were canceled. This is SRN News. A new poll on immigration and religion.
The Public Religion Research Institute reports that on the question of whether to allow illegal immigrants to become U.S. citizens, majorities of all major faith groups say yes, except for white evangelical Protestants, of which only 46% support the proposal. As for President Trump's efforts to deport people who are in this country illegally, white evangelical, white mainline Protestants, and white Catholics all support what he is doing. Michael Harrington reporting.
Abortion will be on the ballot in a number of states. In 2026, Nevada's government will ask residents to approve an amendment that would enshrine abortion in the Constitution for the second time. The same measure passed in 2024 with 64% of the vote. In Virginia, voters there are likely to see a similar ballot initiative. Last month, voters there cemented a majority for Democrats in the state legislature. This is SRN News. Deadly airstrike on a hospital in Myanmar. And officials say there are dozens of casualties, and the numbers could likely climb as search teams continue to go through the rubble there. We have more on the story from correspondent Rika Ann Garcia.
Myanmar's military government has acknowledged that there was an airstrike on a general hospital in the western Rakhine State. It's been reported that the airstrike killed more than 30 people, including patients, medical staff, and children. In a statement published by a state-run newspaper, the military claimed that armed groups, including the Arakan Army and the People's Defense Force, had used the hospital as a base. It stated that the airstrike was part of a counter-terrorism operation, and that those killed or injured were opposition fighters and their supporters. The UN condemned the attack as part of a broader pattern of strikes targeting civilians. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
More details at srnnews.com.